Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today's second date update is going to be a challenge.
Okay.
I'm going to issue a challenge to everybody in studio.
We're ready.
Because we've done a lot of second date updates where the people have bonded over their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one, we got an email from a dude named Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They bonded over their dogs. We'll talk to him in a second.
Okay.
But the challenge is to not make any dog jokes because we've done this a bunch and we always make the same jokes. So
okay.
Let's see if we can get through this without making dog jokes.
But that's what we do good is we retell the same jokes over and over and over again until there's no humor left in them at all.
I know. And I think we've run the course on dog jokes.
Wow.
So we have to try not to do it. It's going to be rough. See, I couldn't even help it. I did it.
God.
It's going to be very difficult.
Oh,
I should have used a different word.
Mm-hmm.
But Shane is on the phone for a second date update. What's up, Shane? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. So your email said that the girl you want to call today, you guys bonded over dogs?
Yeah, well, we met on Tinder.
Okay.
And
okay.
That was kind of our main thing.
It's kind of like the dog park of dating apps, so it makes sense. People just sniffing each other's butts left and right.
Yeah.
I made a dog joke. Damn it.
You can't help it. It's all right. Let's move past it.
Right.
Did you both have things about your dog on your Tinder profile?
We both had pictures of our dogs in our profile. So,
okay.
To me, that's a good sign. I like to date dog owners because my dog, Charlie, is like a major part of my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
So when a girl has a photo of a dog, you're like, bam, at least we already know we have that in common.
Yeah, you have a similar interest unless their dog's an a-hole when you meet them.
Which happens, but.
Right. But then you know immediately that you don't want to date them because if they're a bad dog owner, that's even worse than someone who doesn't even own a dog.
Yeah. And a lot of times if someone has a b-y dog, that means that they're kind of going to be b-y too.
Yeah. Dogs are a lot like the owners. What's the name of the human that you went out with, though?
Her name's Alana.
Alana. All right. And did she hit you up on Tinder or you hit her up?
I think I hit her up.
Okay. You don't really remember. Did you guys end up going somewhere with your dogs?
Yeah, we did. We went on a date to this bar that lets you bring your dogs there.
Yeah.
It's like a dog patio.
Cool.
Okay,
really?
Yeah. Those places are cool if you have a dog. If you don't have a dog and you wander into one of them, it's the most annoying place ever. So, did you guys have a good time there?
I thought we had a great time. We got along really well. Our dogs were getting along. My dog humped her dog.
Okay. I guess they were really getting along. You're like, hey, man,
you're like,
too soon.
Wait for that. We gotta invite her over for Netflix first, man. Come on, you know.
I actually did make a joke. I was like, don't worry, I'm not like my dog.
That's pretty funny.
That's great. Yeah.
That's
pretty
funny. And was there any awkward moments at drinks?
I mean, she was on her phone a lot, which is a little annoying, but that's just kind of like the modern world we live in. So I don't think it interrupted our conversation. But other than that, it was pretty chill.
Is that Charlie?
Yeah. Charlie.
Yeah, tell him to shut up. We're doing a second date update right now.
Yeah.
It's not his moment to shine. He just wants to see that other dog again. He's all fired up.
Yeah.
He's like, man, why isn't you calling back?
He moved too fast.
Yeah.
Charlie was too fast, man.
How did everything end with her? Did it seem like she liked you?
Yeah, I thought it went really well. Like, the date was like 4 or 5 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Then it ended with kind of a nice, sweet kiss at the end, and
oh,
I invited her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a gentleman. I wasn't being creepy. It was just a normal thing. I invited her over. She declined. I took that very, smoothly, and then we went our separate ways thinking I would see her again.
Did she decline like she was offended, or was it just like a no?
No, it was just kind of like, I have to go to work in the morning. This has been nice. Let's talk again another day.
Oh, yeah. If I come over to your place, I don't know what I would do. I would be up until the wee hours of the morning. Because
she has a southern accent?
Yeah, in my mind she does
now.
Just in that one moment she does.
I could see where that's a good sign too, though, that you spent so much time together. Because when you have a dog with you, if you need an out, your dog's the out, right? Like, oh, my dog isn't feeling well. My dog isn't...
Yeah, my dog's sick or I have to go feed my dog.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 or 5 hours together is a really positive sign that she was enjoying herself.
That's why I'm confused because we were texting nonstop before and then it's just like nothing. I haven't heard from her. So I'm like, what? Huh. Did you move? Did you lose your phone?
That has to be what it is. She must have moved.
Yeah.
She must have moved to where there's no cell service. I don't know.
Is there anything that you can think of? Any reason that she doesn't want to go out with you again?
is it because my dog humped her dog?
It could be.
I don't know. I don't, you know, like, was she thinking I was using my dog as like a, you know, like some weird way to pick up chicks? I don't, if I had to dig, that's the only thing I could think of. I'm a gentleman otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You've said that a few times now, which means it must be true. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, I have to say I'm proud of us. Well, I'd say proud of you guys, actually.
Yeah, you.
We're on the second part of today's second date update. Shane is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named Alana. They bonded over their dogs. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the whole thing, I was like, no dog jokes. Because we always do really bad dog jokes. I was like, I think we've run out.
Yeah.
And you guys have been very good. So far, there's only been a few really bad dog jokes, and those came from me, and I apologize.
I've been thinking about some. I've been holding them in, though.
His dog even humped her dog, and we let go of it.
I know. It was amazing.
Man. I mean, we all moved on.
Yeah, and I screwed it up a few times, and I apologize. But we'll try to do. I'll try to do better in this part of the second date update.
I almost said bark right there.
Yeah.
But Shane is on the phone. He met Alana on Tinder. They went out to the dog park with their dogs and then went to a dog-friendly bar. There was an awkward moment where his dog humped her dog, but he doesn't think it's a big deal. They ended the night with a kiss, but now she's not calling him back, and he has no idea why, and we're about to give her a call. Shane, can you think of any other reason, or you're still like at a loss why she's not wanting to go out with you again?
No, I can't think of anything.
It could be simply that she found another option. I mean, that's the thing with Tinder, is that there's always a better option out there, or at least you think that there is, yeah. Right?
Right. I mean, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm not the most perfect person in the world, but I've never had trouble getting a second date. Yeah.
And you know what, Shane? Even with your imperfections, we still like you.
Hey, I appreciate that.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Alana?
Speaking.
Hey, Alana, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
No way, really?
Yeah. How are you? You know us?
Yeah, of course I do.
That's cool. What's up? How does it feel to talk to celebrities?
celebrities that are always shocked that anyone knows our name.
Yeah.
it's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
So you listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Number one fan.
Yep. Huge listener to the show right here.
Yay.
Well, Alana, I'm calling you today because somebody emailed us to do a second date update with you.
What is that?
You clearly are a big listener to the show.
I'm sorry. I've heard you guys here and there, and I don't know. Can you tell me specifically what it is?
Yeah, I can. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody, right? And then you end up blowing them off after they email us to get you on the phone and find out why. Does that ring a bell?
I think I've heard you guys do something like that before. Okay.
Yeah, we do a lot of them. And today, somebody named Shane emailed us to get a hold of you.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You went out with Shane to the dog park and then hung out at a dog bar with your dogs.
Oh, my God. Really? No.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
What's wrong?
He liked you.
Oh, does he now?
Okay.
Yeah. What? Enough to email us and ask us to call you and find out what's wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you think he doesn't like you?
You know what? I'm just going to lay it down. I really have no interest in seeing that guy again.
Really?
Whoa.
Sorry. Yeah.
Why?
But you like hung out with him for like 4 or 5 hours, he said.
Yeah. I mean, he was nice for a grand total of 5 hours. Anybody can be nice for 5 hours. He's not a nice guy.
We asked him about your date, and he couldn't think of one thing that went wrong.
I'll tell you what happened. I went home after our date, and I looked him up on social media because, you know, you finally get their name, right, when you go on a date with them.
Right.
So I finally found his Facebook.
Okay.
And I go on his Facebook, and he's updated his status. He updated it that night that we went out. Single, which tells me that he wasn't single until after our date.
So are you saying he didn't tell me
like he wasn't straight with me?
Wait, are you sure? Like, what if he just forgot to change it after he broke up with his girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever he was dating?
See, that's what I thought, but then I looked at the comment section of his post and some girl wrote, "Hey, you a-hole, thanks for breaking up with me via Facebook status.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh.
Was it a friend of his joking around, or do you know if that was actually his, ex-girlfriend?
It had to be his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. He's really angry.
Yeah.
He's really mad.
And why would you give him the benefit of the doubt that it even was a friend? Like, if I went on one date with one guy and I saw that on his Facebook page, no. I wouldn't even take the time to figure out if it was a friend. That's too big of a red flag, man.
And that's why I'm not texting him back.
Well, that's surprising. I mean, that's pretty special. You guys went on one date, and then he went and broke up with his girlfriend? Who knows how long were they together? I mean, that shows that you definitely mean a lot to him.
You know what? I'm not walking down that road. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not that kind of person.
And you don't want to date someone that dumps people via Facebook.
Maybe if he had been straight with me from the get-go, then we might have had a different conversation about it. But I'm not going to do that.
I agree. And I don't like it when people hide things and when they're not upfront with people. And that's why I feel like it's a little late to tell you this. But Shane is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Shane, are you still there?
Yep, I'm right here. Hi, Alana.
Wait a minute. What is going on here? Why did you guys call me to do this?
Because Shane wanted to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I only listen to Shane. Sorry.
Shane, take a hint, man. Are you kidding me? I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, just hold. I know that it looks bad. But... like, I'm not the type of person that would ever want to cheat on someone. So for me...
Well, Facebook profile would tell me otherwise, man. Are you kidding me?
Look, when we hung out, you have to admit we had a good time. Everything went well, so...
Yeah, but you're a liar. You lied to me then, and you just lied to me again, dude.
Okay, you're getting a little worked up over this. Just let me explain myself before I get bashed on the radio.
By all means, explain yourself.
Whenever I'm in a relationship with someone and I meet someone else that I like, it wouldn't feel right for me to pursue that person unless that previous relationship was over.
Shane.
So my opinion, so I think I actually did the right thing. I did the gentlemanly thing.
How is making out with me the gentlemanly thing?
And even back it up before then, not to pile on you, Shane, but you were actively looking for dates on Tinder while you had a girlfriend, buddy.
Okay, well, thank you.
So, but clearly what I was in for me was over weeks ago.
So why wouldn't you tell the girl that to her face?
Weeks ago.
Because I don't like to be single right now. So it's like I...
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
When I met Alana, we got along better than I did with my ex-girlfriend. So I don't really see what the problem is here.
Are you serious?
You keep saying your ex-girlfriend, but she was your girlfriend still when you went out with me.
Yeah, technically, when we went on our date, she was. But a few hours later, she wasn't.
Oh, my gosh, Shane.
He's got a point. No?
No, that's no point. That's low, man. You're a dog.
So if I would have broken up with her at 3 and we went on our date at 4, that would have been fine. But if we went on a date around 4 and I broke up with her at 10, then I'm a dog.
No, Shane. You don't have a Tinder account when you're in a relationship. That's where the dog part starts.
Thank you.
You do if you're in a relationship that's already over and hanging by a thread.
It's not over, man. Just end it then. Yes. And then you broke up with her on Facebook? That's low.
I needed someone to help me move on. So when I met you, Alana, I thought, oh, this girl could help me. Like,
okay, that sounds way worse. You could help me get over my current girlfriend.
Yes.
I mean, Shane, seriously, you have issues, dude. How do I know that you wouldn't do that to me later? Like, I don't know, in a week and a half when you're still on Tinder.
The main thing is, Alana, we got along. Our dogs got along. I think that we can give this a second chance.
I do too, Shane.
Yeah,
you know, I'm on your side here. Alana, would you like to go out with Shane again on a second date? This time he is extremely single.
Yeah.
And we will pay for it.
Are you sure that he's single? I haven't checked his Facebook profile today.
Shane, good point.
Shane, are you completely single now?
I'm completely single.
Okay, yeah. I trust Shane's every word. So Alana, yes, Shane is completely single. We will pay for the date.
You know what? You can pay for me to go on a date with myself for putting me through this.
Oh, no.
I think that's a no.
See, that's not cool to me because I explained to you how it worked, what happened. I was completely honest.
Except about the fact that you had a girlfriend. I don't think so.
Yeah, he was honest when he got called out, Alana. What's the problem?
Expectations dating now are insane, and it's kind of hard for guys to keep up.
Shane, I feel you. I feel you. It is difficult for dudes. Like, expectations are, you know, like, everybody wants you to not have a girlfriend when you're trying to sleep with someone else. And it's such a pain.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. What women want is just unattainable.
Oh, so confusing. So.
All right. Well, you two can feel each other all the way home. I'm good.
So
I'm
we might need to do that, Shane. So,
look, I got my dog, and my dog is literally the best wingman out there, so I'm good.
Oh, you're good. Okay, all you right. And your dog.
Hey, Shane, I have an idea. Why don't you ask your dog to teach you how to lick yourself? Because at this rate, you are going to be single for a very long time.
Whatever. Good luck finding the perfect man that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man
good
is
luck,
single.
Alana, finding a dude that doesn't have a girlfriend that's going to go on a date with you. It's ridiculous. Well, Shane.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Shane, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
Well, thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I thought it was going to work out. Doggone it. Yeah. You knew we had to do one more dog joke. Just one more.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.